You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode. Yeah, and so that's kind of just, like, the one thing about Britney that really just fucking bothers me.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Oh, shit, we're recording.
Really?
Darn. Hey, guys, welcome to Critical Hit. We're a Pokemon podcast that primarily talks about the Pokemon TCG, but since cards don't exist anymore, we also talk about the remaining of the Pokemon fandom.
Yeah, like the video games and the Pokemon Go
and the hentai and the
manga.
Anyways, I am Jake. You can find me on Instagram as tattoo.raichu, as well as on TikTok.
I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And normally we are paired with Brittany. However, she's at home taking care of her better half because they don't know how to not lick doorknobs and they keep getting sick. But you could find her on OnlyFans selling Raptor's feet and Jackson's feet, and on Instagram and TikTok as Spooky Vaporeon. That's
spooky with an I. How was your week?
Pretty good. It was busy. Kind of busy. Yeah, it was busy. Yes. So, I guess the new project that I'm doing for music got picked up by the same label that Kill Zero's on. So we've been pushing that a ton. We've been doing that a bunch. And so we've got most of the voices lined up. It's been busy. I've been really busy. But I managed to find cards too, yay.
Yeah.
So now I feel like a hoarder. I'm pretty sure I'm going to tie this in. So I went on to Facebook Marketplace because every once in a while I'm like, oh, I wonder if I could find like something decent. And dude, this person in town is selling all this for $500 on
On Facebook
here in town. A straight up scalper, because I was like, okay, cool. I have to check this Katie out, right? And this is one of the scalpers that used to go to Target.
Jesus, 2020.
And so, straight up, and I'm just like, what the hell? Like, okay, you remember the people that were scalping that, like, was giving money to all their friends to go buy stuff?
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, and so I'm just like,
here, I can do some quick maths and see how much.
See if it's worth it.
Okay, so you said it's about 500. For all of it?
That's what she's asking, 500, yes.
So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm assuming 8, 9 Shining Fates ETBs. That's disgusting. That's over 200 right there. A Hidden Fates ETB. If we put it at MSRP, that would be another 50. But they don't go for MSRP, so let's just say that's going to be 50 to be conservative. That's 300. Each of those tins are about 30, so that's about 90. I can tell you right now she's probably asking for under if it's the whole bundle.
Right.
Which is shocking, but also she can't get what she needs.
Eep.
Plus, there's another two ETBs. There's some single boosters. There's quite a bit of stuff there.
Yeah, no. So, like, I don't know. Like, if it really is for that amount, if I could muster it up, I might just buy that shit from her. Like, straight up, right? And then kind of just been like, hey, we've got a fucking massive-ass giveaway. And then, obviously, like, whatever you guys want to snatch. Because it would be a huge win for the community, honestly.
So, I don't know. I get the feeling she's not selling all of that for 500. I feel like the 500 is a grab point.
Yeah.
To where she's like, oh, people are interested, and then she'll tell you the real prices.
Well, I'm gonna send a message. I'm gonna be like 500 for the lot. And then that will kind of be like an adventure that we go on today.
Cool.
All right. Sweet. All right. Cool. So we'll find out. All right. How was your week?
My week was good. This was the first
full... Mash Mantha!
No. This was the first full week without kids. So...
Yeah, she straight up said, LOL, no. Should I be like, then why'd you put 500?
Yeah, do it.
Should I just be straight up nasty and be like, you know, scalpers kind of suck? I'm going to straight up just be like, you know, scalpers kind of suck.
I'd ask her why she put 500.
Oh, it does say read description for pricing.
Oh. Never mind then. She just put 500 because she needed a number. But it was the first week without kids, so it was good. I went and toured my new school, so I'm going to be teaching band in the fall.
Oh, okay, sorry, this bitch. The title states to read the description, thanks for pricing. I'm like, okay, thank you for your time. Enjoy your scalping.
Enjoy your scalping.
And I'm going to put wizard emoji, dragon emoji, shrug emoji. Just to be fucking salty. Are you biting your fucking toenails on my couch?
She's licking. Just to be clear, he's talking about the cat.
No, not... I'm talking about Brittany.
Damn, Brittany.
Oh, Harry Potter and the audacity of this bitch. All right, I have to share that in our chat. Anyways, continue with your story.
Yeah, so I went and toured my new school, went and looked at my new room. I'm excited. There's a lot of good things, and there's a lot of work that I have to do over the summer.
Right, because other news?
We have news.
No, you got... Job.
I already said that. Sorry. You're too busy worrying about the audacity of a local scalper.
The audacity of that bitch. Sorry.
Yeah, I said I'm going to be teaching band in the fall. I'm no longer teaching the little guys.
So, can you just do me one favor? If you could work it into your curriculum. Just because it is band and you can't just go straight punk. But there is a middle. Don't fuckle or shuckle. Rest. One, do that for your middle schoolers and see if they catch on. You can't say don't fuckle or shuckle. You can say don't.
Effle
or shuckle. But can you have them once do the Mighty Mighty Boss Tunes?
Boss Tones?
Boss Tones.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Tunes.
The impression that I get. And then let me know when you do it. I want to be there to witness it.
Let's see if they have anything in the wonderful world of sheet music.
Oh, if you need sheet music, I will buy it for you.
Doesn't look like they have it. It might be something that I can look up, though. That'll be funny.
The fact that you're not saying no.
Ska! Let's see. Ska in the Rhythm of Liberation. That is a guitar book. That's not
All right, well, let's look at
reggae bass book. That's not quite what I'm looking for. Impression that I get for marching band.
Perfect.
Ready? Here we go.
Yes. I am so happy.
Not a bad arrangement either. No.
Do you have to help them do their football games? Oh no, wait, they don't do that in middle school, huh? You know what you should do as like a recital? You should do like a Pop Punk Is Not Dead recital with band.
That'd be cool.
And I'm totally like, okay, I will donate money to do this, right? Because it's like, you just need to buy like the sheet music once and then copy it, right? Air quotes.
No.
No.
No, I need to buy all of it.
Okay, so I will pay for all of it to make the Pop Punk Is Not Dead recital happen.
We'll have to see. There might be another way I can work in another concert. I didn't even realize that they had it for marching band, though. That's exciting.
I mean, think about it. If you did, like, that, some, like, Chemical Romance, some Newfound Glory, Don't Let Her Bring You Down.
Dear Maria.
Dear Maria. Yeah, perfect.
Anime openings.
Green Day, American Idiot. I'd say Jesus is Suburbia, but that's, like, so long. What's another good one? How many songs do you guys normally do in that? Like, five?
Three per band. Usually 3 to 4.
Okay, so there's three right there. You know, and then another set could do some, like, old school stuff, like some Minority Threat, Black Flag, and Descendants. And then you go straight up emo for another one where it's like Hawthorne Heights, Silverstein.
These are middle school kids.
That's perfect for them then.
They're angsty as fuck.
Yeah. And then just what's really just angsty and just like, oh, and then just Katy Perry just 'cause. Paper bag.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? And then it's just one student interpretive dancing in front with a plastic bag.
I guarantee you could find a dance for someone who loves to dance. And you're like, hey, take this bag and dance with it during the song. And then they'll like make their entire school year.
So good. So good. That'll be the concert in the courtyard.
You have to make this happen now. It can no longer just be like some weird thing we talk about. It needs to be your school mission this year to be the first teacher to do the Pop Punk Is Not Dead banner.
Oh
recital.
My god.
I see you working on it.
I see me wanting to do it. That's the sad part.
I will make the poster.
Pop Punk's Not Dead. Anywho.
Ooh, Pop Punk's Not Dead. Band edition.
It'll truly be a battle of the bands.
I'm so ready for it. Ooh, one set has to do Terror Keepers of the Faith. Just straight up hardcore. None of the kids will know it. It doesn't matter. I will enjoy it, and I will be the only person enjoying it, but that's all that matters.
Well, you'll be friggin' trying to crowd kill and just a group of parents that are just sitting there.
Like the one PTA mom no one likes, and I just beat the crew. Just punch right in the fucking face, and then his husband Jim's like, yeah, fucking take it, Nancy. And then she's like, Jim, and he's like, sorry. I'm feeling the angst.
Anywho, we have news.
Yeah, we have news.
We have news besides this Pop Punk middle school band concert. And the news is, oh, shoot, I hit myself in the head in the shower today, and it really hurts.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, I fucking hit my head.
That's the name of this episode. I fucking hit my head.
Breaking news, I fucking hit my head. Okay, so, Pokemon news. Because of last week, we have a ton of news that we did not get to report on. Especially when it comes to TCG news. So let's go ahead and start. fucking hit my head. With all those Fs.
I'm gonna do it.
So Pokemon is actually having a Twitter contest in order to win an exclusive EV deck box.
But guess what? The Americas and the rest of the world are excluded.
Yes, it is only for residents of Japan. You do need to have a Japanese address. But in order to enter, you need to complete puzzles on a mini website for EV Heroes. You'll need to look at the cards from the set in order to complete them. The puzzles are similar to the ones included in the booster packs of the set. Once you're finished with the puzzles, you will then need to click a button on the website to make a post to your Twitter account. Then you must follow the official @Pokemon_COJP Twitter account. The competition will last from May 28th to June 17th. 100 winners will be randomly chosen from Twitter and DM'd by creatures to receive the prize.
So that contest actually starts today.
Yes, it starts today. Participants who submit multiple entries or use bots will be disqualified. Creatures will only ship the prizes to addresses in Japan. The deck box design isn't final yet, but they do have a mock-up. And it is super stinking cute.
It is.
It features Eevee right up front with some Pokemon cards in the background. And there's like a big question mark on one of them for the little puzzles. The energies are along the sides with a crown right in the middle above Eevee's head. It is a really nice royal blue color.
And then the banner says, man, that's a big deck you got.
Yeah.
No, it just says Pokemon card game.
It says, ma'am, what a big deck you got, but it's spelled Pokemon card game.
You know, Japanese to English translation.
Yeah. I actually went on this site before I read that it was just for Japanese residents. And you know how Google does that automatic translation?
Right.
Oh, God, it's a mess.
Ooh.
I couldn't even understand what the puzzle was, even with the translation.
It's like you have to click the three buttons and then the salmon shit in the river. And don't forget to stir the spaghetti.
It was super weird, and it, like, tried giving examples, and they didn't make sense. I'm like, okay.
Well, so from what I understand with, like, kanji, from what Cody told me, is, like, you could have different kanjis that mean the same word, but have different connotations. Like, for example, you'll have a kanji for butt, like the butt, but then you'll also have the kanji for ass, which is also butt, but, like, they look similar, but
it's
then also
all about context.
Right, yeah.
And unfortunately, I think AIs are not very good at reading context.
The point is language is hard.
Language is hard. People think English is hard. But if you're someone who's a native English speaker and trying to read another language, it's like you're dying. I was having a strong hardcore.
So the problem is English has so many stupid rules that don't make sense, that just work, and we don't question it. And then when we see language where the rules are there that don't make sense, well, okay, they make complete sense, and they... Am I making sense?
No.
Right? So, for example, the I before E except for after C almost never happens, but it's a very important rule for some fucking reason. Right? And so, like, we live by that fucking rule.
Yeah.
But it never shows up. You know,
the
or, like...
exceptions show up more often than...
Right, and then,
rule.
Like, certain grammar rules are, like, that. Why is that a fucking thing? And then not only that, we integrate our slang language into our dictionary, too, making them actual words, which break the English language rules all the fucking time anyways.
Yeah, the fact that we made Google a verb...
Right, and so there's also but, and but, and you're just...
Or you can have a whole sentence using nothing but the word fuck.
Right. The point is our language doesn't make any fucking sense, but it seems like every other language in the world, their rules make absolute sense, and it's hard for us to comprehend because it makes too much sense. That's the point I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you...
Sensible rules confuse us.
If you looked at this website, you would know. You'd have a strunk, too.
Yeah. I guess, anyways, moving on to news is some Gengar and Inteleon decks will have a special secret rare, which is pretty cool. The Inteleon and Gengar VMAX high-class decks can each come with an extra secret rare card. There are special art versions of Gengar Max and Inteleon Max. Secret rares are not included in every deck, which will make them difficult to collect in the light of the current product. Shortages, we believe only one deck per case.
We'll include that secret rare.
Yeah, we'll include that secret rare. At this time, we don't have confirmation of the inclusion rate. This is only the second time a secret rare has been included in a theme deck. Back in 2014, Silver Dialga EX was included in one out of every dozen or so Hyper Metal chain decks. We don't know yet when the two cards will be released in English. We are still waiting for the Inteleon VMAX card.
Yeah, so we know we're getting the Gengar VMAX with the Eevee Heroes whenever that comes over here.
Right. So I was going to say, do we know for sure if Eevee Heroes is coming?
Actually, we'll probably get the set. Pokemon cares too much about their money to, like, say, no, you're not getting it. And we'll talk a lot more about Eevee Heroes later.
Yeah, I was going to say it because that's like...
It's a cash cow. But we don't know if we're going to get that Inteleon VMAX. I posted pictures of these two just because they're pretty cool. It's more of the illustrative style instead of the more CG look that we're used to seeing.
The Gengar one is super cool.
Yeah. I'm curious to see is when, if and when these decks come to the U.S., if they're going to do the same thing where they just insert them randomly inside of decks, or if they're going to be promos. I'm personally hoping they're going to be promos because I usually never have the luck that right. would get me those rare cards. And plus with theme decks like these anyways, those are things that I keep sealed.
Right, yeah, and you'll never know.
And
no one's gonna know.
How are they gonna know?
No one's gonna know.
They're gonna know. But these are things that I would normally keep sealed because I don't play with pre-made decks more often than not. So it just seems ridiculous for me to buy 5 copies of each of these decks just to try and get an alternate art. And I mean, if the product shortage weren't a thing, would I do it? Probably, but still, that's stupid.
Right.
And I would always keep one of each sealed anyways, and chances are that's the copy that the rares are going to be in.
So, she just finally updated. All she did was create, like, the laughing emoji. I'm feeling like you should message her, too, and be like, 500 for the whole thing, and then say the same thing, and then just be like, oh, well... Enjoy your scalping. Something similar. But
500 for the lot? Question mark. No, because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with her. It just that makes me angry more than anything else.
She fucking sucks. Anyways, moving on from shitty people. Holy Eeveelutions, Batman. We have now images of the Eeveelutions in Eevee Heroes.
We have so many.
Right. The secret rares from Eevee Heroes are beginning to appear on social media.
Yeah, and they started to appear like earlier this week when the set officially came out in Japan. But... the entire set has now been revealed. The original set has 69 regular cards. Nice. But it has 32 secret rares. So a good third of this set is secret rares or better.
Right. I'm really fucking excited.
Each Eeveelution has a V and a VMAX. Each Eeveelution V will get a regular version, a full art version, and a special alternative art version. Each VMAX in the set, which is Leafeon, Glaceon, Sylveon, and Umbreon, We'll get a regular V Max version, which is like the swirls all around.
Right.
The rainbow rare and a special alternative art version. This means that there's a total of 12 special arts in the set. Remember that Vaporeon, Flareon, Jolteon, and Espeon VMAX are all going to be in those special promos in the Eevee deck for like $100 or something.
Right. This one's so cool.
Right, the Jolteon full art. The set's gold shiny Pokemon is Inteleon. If you go, I posted a couple of links to show the different secret rares and the full arts. So we're going to go through, talk about some that we really like. Jake was just showing off the Jolteon full art.
Yeah, that Vaporeon alternative art. Dude, this one is fucking so good.
Yeah, so...
the Jolteon running up the side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that is seriously so fucking cool.
Yeah, so one of my favorites is the Sylveon alternative art, Sylveon V. Just because it's like in a bakery shop and it's holding out a poffin and it's just... it's cute. These are cute artworks. Stuff that I'm really excited to see just coming out. Really, really hoping that these are what we're going to get. Because this set is just nothing but Eeveelutions, we don't know if the set's going to be its own thing or if it's going to be split between two different sets or a subset of something
or a
special set.
It needs to be its own fucking thing. People go shit. First of all, I have to say for this, sorry, to add some commentary to this Umbreon card. This Umbreon has no fucks to give. This is a mob boss of Umbreons.
Like, you want to describe it since this is an audio format?
Yeah. So basically what we have is we have Umbreon sitting all like stoic-like, very kind of into himself, very Giovanni-esque, on top of this top of stairs with like, it looks like a couple pincers. Grimmsnarl. And some other Pokemon staring at it. And he's kind of looking down on them like they're his goons. And he's kind of like the gang leader. It's pretty fucking dope, honestly, if I have to say for myself.
Yeah. So one of my favorite ones, honestly, is one that I didn't think I would because I'm not the biggest fan of Leafeon. But the alternate art for Leafeon V where he's just chilling in the pile of leaves, looking up at the leaves falling down on him. Partially because fall's one of my favorite seasons. Partially because it's just a cute picture.
I do like the Gigantamax Umbreon playing with the giant barrel of gray S.
Leafeon.
Leafeon's rolling the grass.
Sylveon is just fucking sitting there with an Eevee in the foreground. And you can just tell how big Sylveon is for this. These cards are just wonderful and they're beautiful. And if you go to the next link I posted, that's the actual main set where you see the original, like, regular Pokemon V and the Pokemon V Max, where you'll see the Flareon cards and the ones that we're used to. And so just going through those two, they just look really, really nice. They look clean. And it's definitely obvious that these Eeveelutions are the main focus and that they are the whole spiel for the rest of the set. I mean, this set has a Pikachu and a Raichu, but nobody gives a shit about those in the Eevee sets.
I do.
Jake cares about
the Raichu.
About the Raichu, which is a kind of a derpy looking Raichu. His ears look a little small for me.
I like it.
He's cute.
He's doing something adorbs.
Something standing.
But no, I'm actually really excited for this set, and I hope. Okay, my biggest hope is I do want the Pokemon Company to basically just keep this exact set, not make any changes, and just bring it to the US. Because like I said, I feel like from a marketing standpoint, having like an Eevee Heroes like standalone set like that, one, people are going to lose their fucking minds over, you know, as far as fans go. And not only that, there's an incredibly high amount of getting those cool alternate cards. It creates an incredible amount of chase. Honestly, if this set comes to America as it is now, right, it will, I hands down, it will probably be my favorite set for the year.
Yeah.
Easily. Like, not even, like, as much as I'm enjoying, like, Battle Styles and, like, all these other Shining Fates and all these other cards that I've been having fun trying to get, this will, nothing else will compare. Like, and I don't even have, like, we don't even know if we're getting this set yet. And I'm already like, this is it.
Right. The one thing, though, is that this set, as it is right now, is small. Which means it needs to do one of two things. One, it needs to combine with another set to create a full-size U.S. set. Because that's what most of these Japanese sets are doing anyways. Or two, it needs to be its own subset inside of another set. Unfortunately, just based off of how things work, I don't think it can stand on its own.
Really? Even if they were just like marketing it as its own thing, completely separate?
The only way I think they could do that is if they marketed it as either the 25th anniversary set, which doesn't make sense because it's Eevee and that's it, instead of the whole franchise. Or if they marketed it as, like, our holiday set, which I'm fine with, because Shining Fates was never our holiday set. I'm fine with them marketing it as a holiday set just so that we could have it. But I think that the U.S. is expected to have, like, these gigantic sets.
Right. I mean, couldn't they get away with just being, like, a one-time, like, summer set?
It's not coming out in the summer.
Oh, when is it?
I think it's August.
Oh, so I guess they could push it as a holiday set. I don't know.
They could. We'll have to wait and see.
I would just like to appreciate it as its own set. I know it's probably, like, you saying a long shot, but it would be nice if they just, like, broke their rules a little bit and just this one time, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see it as its own set, too. There's too many gorgeous cards, and there's too many alternate arts for it to really be anything but its own set. Because if you have it as part of another set, you're going to have these 12 alternate arts plus however many you have from the other set. But that's what concerns me, is that they might cut some of these from Eevee Heroes and split it between two of our next sets. Which is what I think is going to happen, but what I hope doesn't. Unfortunately, I think they're going to split it. Yeah, no wonder why she's being a bitch to you.
She's playing. Playing.
You can't get mad at her if she bites you hard, then.
She doesn't bite me hard.
Okay.
It's her nails that she doesn't know how to control. No, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Obviously, we could talk about how much we love... It's so funny how much we love this set. And we haven't even fucking laid a hand on a card yet.
We don't even have it. We don't even know if it's coming to the U.S. Like, there is zero confirmation. But it is such a gorgeous set. And Pokemon is not a stupid company. I'm sure we're going to get it.
Right. Like, so it's like those people, like, I love Kim Kardashian. She's just my favorite. And they talk about, like, they know her.
Here we are. This is the Kim Kardashian of Pokemon cards.
Straight up.
And we are the Kim Kardashian stans. But speaking of next sets,
right,
Chilling Rain hasn't even come out, but we already know the name of our August set, which is Evolving Skies. I swear these names get weirder and weirder every single fucking time. Except I do like Chilling Rain. But the name of our next English set will be Evolving Skies. It will likely be based upon Japanese Sky Stream and Towering Perfection. The logo is very reminiscent of Rayquaza's colors, who is the mascot of Sky Stream. The two Japanese sets will release on July 9th. Each set will feature 67 cards before Secret Rares. Towering Perfection will feature Duraludon V and VMAX, and focus on single strike cards, while Skystream will feature Rayquaza V and VMAX and will focus on rapid strike cards, which I love Rayquaza. I'm super excited. I'm so excited to see those cards because I know they're going to do a good job with them. The evolving in the name could refer to the Eevee heroes or a reference to this set being an evolution of Roaring Skies, which was a set back in the XY era, which also featured Rayquaza.
History is doomed to repeat itself.
There are going to be 50 plus cards cut from Chilling Rain, so they may be thrown into Evolving Skies over the cards from Eevee Heroes, which is what I'm hoping happens. A set featuring the Eeveelutions would focus solely on them rather than share the spotlight with another popular Pokemon like Rayquaza. That just seems to make more sense to me. Like, I don't understand why they would mush these two definite popular sets together when they could separate them and have more money, you know? So people are thinking the evolving may refer to Eevee Heroes or an evolution from Roaring Skies. I'm really hoping for the evolution from Roaring Skies.
Yeah.
Yep. There's also the Eevee from Eevee Heroes that features Rayquaza in the artwork, which gives credence to Evolving Skies, including either some or all of Eevee Heroes.
Which I don't want. I get it, but mm-hmm. I don't. You guys have already heard our rant. We know what we want. Give us what we fucking want. Everyone else's opinion doesn't fucking matter.
If it does, perhaps those 50 cut cards from Chilling Rain would be skipped over again and saved for a future set. At this time, we just don't know. If we don't get Eevee Heroes in this set, it would either become part of our November set or our special 25th anniversary set. We'll find out soon.
On next week's episode of Dragon Ball Z.
We continue to yell for another half hour.
I want to fight. You just killed a bunch of kids. Let's fight for fun.
No further details are known about Evolving Skies at this time, but the set will release on August 27th. A new Battle Stadium box will release alongside the set. And we'll talk about that Battle Stadium box a little bit later in the podcast.
Right. Anyways, Pokemon has created a lottery system in Japan to get cards. So the official Japanese Pokemon card website has posted two announcements regarding product shortage.
Shortages,
you know? I'm shorting the word shortage to emphasize on how short everything is.
Fucking hit my head.
Did I hit my head in the shower? I'm just having a strong...
I guess so. Having a hard time reading today.
Dude, Okay, quick thing. I don't know why, but lately when I've been recording things, I can't articulate shit. Like, I'm fine all day, but the moment the mic comes up, something's just like... Legitimately, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Can you just clip that noise and just go
just all the time, just like on repeat for like an hour and a half? In the first one, Creatures says they're working to strengthen their production system. They promise to eventually reprint and ship products currently experiencing shortages. So probably looking at like Shining Fates and Battle Styles,
Maybelline. I don't know what it looks like in Japan, but unfortunately, right now they're talking about Japan.
Right. Well, I'm making assumptions. Like the same. Assume hopefully, that word. This is the same thing.
Hopefully, they're also talking about the U.S.
Okay, so to strengthen their product system, they promise to eventually reprint and ship products currently experiencing shortages, including Eevee Heroes, its VMAX Special Set, its Pokemon Center Set, and Inteleon and Gengar VMAX Dex. Their second announcement also states there will be an online lottery system imposed for future stock of
Aforementioned
products. Thank you. I learned a word. I didn't know that word existed. I'm probably going to hear it like 3 more times this week.
Probably, now that you're paying attention to it.
Right. This is due to the Pokemon Center website crashing on May 7th, 2021. When customers were attempting to pre-order EV Hero products, while they don't acknowledge it, it is widely believed that their website crashed due to scalpers using an absurd amount of bots because they fucking suck dick. And I'm talking about you.
There is a history. Jesus 2020. Their Pokemon Center has a history of crashing because it can't handle the friggin' bots that come. AKA when I was trying to buy that skateboard.
Yeah, Katie.
Bet Katie got one.
Fucking Katie. I don't doubt that.
Yeah, so people are thinking bots crashed their site when they were trying to buy out everything, which is right. Probably true.
Also, those who were unable to pre-order could fill out an application form on May 14th at 10 a.m. to May 18th at 11:59 p.m. If yours is chosen by random draw, you'll be notified by email so you can make your purchases. Emails will start to go out May 26th. So the emails have already gone out. So if you're listening to this, pay attention. I don't know if there's a respond time to that.
It's only for Japan. Well, so
if we have Japanese listeners.
Yes, if you're a Japanese listener, you should be checking your email a lot.
The items will ship from mid-June to July, so you probably have like from the 26th to like the first week of June to reply before it goes on to the next person. Creatures also states that the aforementioned products will not be sold. I did hear it a second time, and it's from me. Look at that. At physical Pokemon Center stores, they have been removed the product pages from the Pokemon Center website. The only way to purchase the product will be through their online lottery system. However, they state it's possible they may eventually reintroduce properties to the physical stores. It's crazy that this shortage has gone international. I'm not saying I feel better knowing that the U.S. is not the only one suffering, but it makes me feel good that it's a worldwide thing. Because I'm not going to lie, like, every week we have to do this podcast, I stress out because I'm just like,
we don't have cards, and the cards you do get, you're hoarding.
I know.
Because you don't know when you're going to be able to open cards again.
Yeah, so like, it's almost discouraging because I'm just like, oh, we're doing this Pokemon podcast about the TCG, but none of us have cards, and it hasn't been as exciting because people like fucking Katie suck big fat cocks. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
$500 for the lot?
$500 for the lot. Fucking goddamn. I wish. I would have found it somehow, and I would have done it. And then I would have resold it for $501 just to piss her off. Ooh, you know what? I'll be like, will you take $501?
Oh my God.
I'm going to do it. Okay, anyways.
Continue. Yeah, so, you know, I knew it was widespread. I didn't think it was that bad because, you know, we see videos of people like smashing into each other, like having a full-blown mosh pit in front of friggin' Pokemon cards, and we hear stories about guns getting pulled, and you don't think of that when it comes to anywhere else, but it just shows that the shortages are just as bad everywhere else. And while people may be more polite, they're obviously still having issues as well, probably with more theft and stuff like that. But anywho, ready for some video games?
I'm tired of playing these games, Sam.
That's my phone.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, that's.
And we'll do it.
Wiki. Oh, no. DJ Monarch. Yes, I'm ready.
Sorry, Nathan.
I'm not.
So, yeah, we actually have some release dates for Pokemon Shining Diamond, Brilliant Pearl, and Legends of Arceus. They had this announcement earlier this week. I think maybe it was like 1 or 2 days ago as of recording. And we finally know when these games are coming. Oh, good Lord.
Don't worry, it's just the demon.
Hello, Steve. Oh, sorry, it's a Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. I know how to read. Will release on November 19th. And Pokemon Legends, Legends of Arceus, will release on January 28th, 2022. So, I know I am super freaking excited for all three of these games. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl are faithful remakes of Pokemon Diamond Version and Pearl Version, which were released on the Nintendo DS system in 2006. Whether or not players have explored the Sinnoh region before, they can look forward to this great adventure, reborn on Nintendo Switch. The original story has been faithfully reproduced, and various game functions have been colorfully revitalized. Trainers can expect an adventure through the Sinnoh region that feels both nostalgic and fresh. And if you look at their, if you look at the cover art for these, it's just Dialga and Palkia just screaming into the void, which honestly isn't too far off from the originals. The originals were, the original cover art was Dialga and Palkia just standing there with some holographic shatter patterns behind them, which was super cool because you didn't really see it all that much.
Like that broken glitter.
Yeah.
Hollow.
Like a broken glass pattern.
Kind of like what we put in our dice.
Yeah.
We actually put broken meth pipes in our in our dice.
I mean, just broke them.
It's for when we play murder hobos in D&D.
And so, I'm hoping that they'll do something like that again. I think it'd be just a nice little homage. That's just a extra detail that I'm not expecting, but it's still super cool.
Right.
So, the fact that they have just the Pokemon front and center and nothing else, that gives me a little bit of joy for something so trivial.
Right. Pouring one out for the homies, kind
of. Right. And then we have Pokemon Legends Arceus. The Pokemon series takes a bold new direction, fusing action with RPG elements. The game takes place in the Sinnoh region of the past, long before the events of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. As the game's protagonist, the player will set out to create and complete the region's first Pokédex by catching, surveying, and researching the wild Pokemon that live there. The cover art, revealed for the first time, depicts Mount Coronet towering over the expanse of a bygone Sinnoh region, the setting for the story in Pokemon Legends Arceus.
I need to pre-order this. I'm actually really excited for this game. I'm getting Diamond only because, like, I haven't played Diamond and Pearl before, and what better way to do it than on the revamp for the Switch? But for Legends of Arceus, I'm really excited that we have, like, an open-world game. My boy Cyndaquil's in there. Super fucking stoked.
Yeah.
I
find it really interesting that it is now canon that the Alola region was found before the Sinnoh region, because the professor brought three Pokemon from different regions that already existed, and Rowlet's also in there. My little owl boy.
Homie. So,
my little homie.
I guess my question for you that we could just go over real quick, because it looks like that we're only going to be talking about news this week, so it's totally cool. Oops, all news round two.
All news round like 3.5.
breaking news, I hit my fucking head in the shower.
Fucking head.
So my question for you is, do you see how Legends of Arceus, do you see that affecting how the Pokemon games in the future are being made with a little bit more open worldness? Because we got a little bit of that in Sword and Shield, but I feel like this will be really pushing it. So are we going to start seeing having more and more exploratory availability in the Pokemon games moving forward? Or is this kind of like a one-time thing with this, or are we going to see more prequel of pre-civilization, pre-modern civilization Pokemon games?
I don't think... So, I'm kind of torn. I don't think Pokemon is going to mess with its current system of what's working for the mainline games. Like, every new generation, they're going to have something similar to Sword and Shield, Diamond and Pearl, Red and Green, Red and Blue, where you just have your path, you have your story, you have your gyms, however they want to do it, and you go through that gauntlet and you become the champion. I think that they're not going to fuck with that mainline thing because it's worked for 25 years. Projections show it's still going to work for eternity. But I do think that this opens up the possibility of having some really, really successful spin-off games where they're not technically mainline Pokemon, but they, I think they'll be just as successful and maybe not more. I think the Legends series in particular is going to do really well.
Right.
You'll notice they called it Legends Arceus, which means they're going to have Legends another one. Legends Mew, Legends Reshiram, or whatever.
Ooh, it'd be cool if they had like Lugia and Ho-Oh, or which is funny. So I guess I learned this fun Pokemon fact. I learned that, did you know Lugia was actually never meant to be in the games or in the card set? That he was originally designed, Lugia was meant to be originally designed as like a mother figure with a female actor, also to be exclusively only for the movie Pokemon 2000.
I did not know that.
Right. I guess something happened and some delays happened or whatever, and so they ended up... Anyways, cool fact.
Cool fact. Lugia was originally a girl.
Well, I mean, there's more than one of them, so...
Yeah.
Some of them might have Pepes and some might have Vajayjays. It makes sense.
Speaking of facts...
Not everything could fuck a ditto.
Speaking of facts, did you know that whale peepees... are about 7 feet long, and that picture of the Loch Ness Monster is actually a whale peen.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently whales like to sit on their back, and then and just like, flops out.
Let their demon go.
Yeah, and I guess, sailors would literally say, like, oh, this is a sea monster, you know?
It's just a whale peen.
Could you imagine just, like, at night, swabbing the deck as, like, a pirate, and then just whale peen just flops over the deck, and you're just like... Oh, there's a sea monster. Like, it's a
kraken.
It is a sea monster, just not one that's going to kill you, one that wants to love you.
Yeah. So.
It basically, pirates were telling stories about whales jerking off.
More or less. So.
It is a horror story for everyone, but not one that we thought it was. The more you know.
The Legend series, I think, will be a really good way to broaden the horizons. They're not going to fuck with the main system. I think everybody and their dog would be upset if all of a sudden they're like, we're not doing the thing that's worked for 25 years. We're not doing that anymore.
Watch. They're going to do that. And then, like, Ruffles, someone's dog, creates a Twitter, and Ruffles like, I'm not happy about this.
Yeah, that probably would happen. But it's going to be really good to have this broaden their horizons. You know, like they've done Pokemon Quest with the geometric things. They've done Pokemon Ranger with the circles. They've done
Pokemon Pinball.
Pokemon Pinball, Pokemon Mystery Dungeons, and all these things have been really Detective successful.
Detective Pikachu.
But,
Battle Stadium.
Yep, Pokemon Stadium for
and then
the
Pokemon
64.
Tekken whatever? Pokéten?
Yep. The Pokken Tournament.
How was that game?
I liked it. It's not as fun as
Is it
I thought
like Mortal
it'd be.
Kombat-y version of Pokemon?
It's like a kid's Mortal Kombat version, only you're playing with Pokemon, yeah. It's not bad.
Is Raichu in it?
No.
No, then I don't want to fucking play it.
Okay. But, you know, they've done a lot of spin-offs, and I think that this will be their most popular, most successful spin-off yet, and probably one that they will continue with. That will probably be just as, if not more successful than the mainline games.
I'm excited. I need to go to Brittany's work and pre-order it. But for some reason, I have such a hard time just going to fucking GameStop, which is so simple because I could just go there. But for whatever reason, in my head, it's like, There's like this.
Make a trip out of it.
But I really don't, because like I go to Walmart all the time. So like there's must be some weird magical psychic barrier around GameStop that just like I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go to the GameStop. Nope, gotta stop at Qdoba first, and then I just don't go. Like it just like prevents me from showing up.
I always feel obligated to spend money there, even when there's nothing there that I want to get. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm here. I got to get something. And that's why I try to avoid going in there unless I know for sure there's something I want.
Well, it's because I know it does help our friend Brittany out because we love you and apparently she fucking hates us. But that's
fine. Seriously, what the fuck?
I guess I have to be mentally prepared to spend a lot of money because normally I don't go in and just get the stuff I want. I'm like, oh, there's a cool figure. There's some socks, there's a t-shirt, there's a dead baby, and you just kind of like get it all while you're there.
And your pre-orders.
You know, yeah. Pre-orders is nothing to be ashamed of. 99% of the population, you know, can suffer from pre-orders.
Anywho, there is just a little more video game news before we talk about Pokemon Go. So there is actually going to be an update to Pokemon Home. In the new update, users will be introduced to the Catch Calendar. This feature enables users to view their Pokemon arranged by the dates on which they caught them. Trainers can use this feature to relive memories from their adventures, such as the day they first caught a certain Pokemon, or the day of an event or other occasion when they received a Pokemon as a gift.
That's actually... I really like this feature a lot because I wish that they had this when we were down there. Because then it'd be nice to know, like, oh, this is the time that, you know, we were at the graveyard at 4 a.m. and I caught this 9 to, you know, it'd, yeah. Like, it'd be nice to know of just, like, you could have, like, those sentimental catches that you could be like, I want to keep this Pokemon because, like, X event happened and it was a really good time.
Yeah.
I like this. This is a nice little...
This update also introduces the ability to view Pokemon registered to the Pokédex in Pokemon Home from different angles, such as above or behind, so you can look at that Pokemon ass. Trainers can try this out to get a better look at their Pokemon.
Look at those tight Machop cheeks.
Friggin' Pikachu.
God damn.
Yep. So... we have Pokemon Go Fest news, which dropped this week, which is pretty exciting. The first and biggest news that about Go Fest is that it is an international event again this year, just like last year, which raises the question of, is this the end of like set specific spots for Go Fest, like Chicago and Philly and London or wherever it is, or will they have international in conjunction with?
I think it'd be
set spots.
I like the conjunction idea where it's just like the marketing and the festivalness and like the community coming together at a specific spot, like if we went to Denver or the city near you kind of mentality, like, you know, would be cool. But also, like, if you aren't able to make it, you could still play at home with your friends. I think having those options would be really good because I think it'd be cool to go to Pokemon Go Fest and check out some vendors and play you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think doing both would be really good. And I think that I would like to see evolve into something like that where it's not just in Chicago, but it, like, evolves to, like, traveling to a city near you.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, a city where you have those bigger populations, but also something that's more accessible than just two or three different spots in the nation, especially when as far west as they got prior to COVID was Chicago. But this year is completely 100% international again. Niantic has detailed all of the events that's going on in Pokemon Go Fest 2021. As previously announced, this event will run on 2 days from 10 a.m. local time to 6 p.m. local time on July 17th and 18th, and will have components for players who buy the ticket and those who do not.
Day one, there will be hourly habitats, which will rotate twice during the event for all players. Jungle will have Scyther, Aipom, Froakie, and more. Desert Mountain will have
Skarmory,
Shieldon, Hippopotas, and more. Ocean Beach will have Dratini, Swablu, Alolamana, Onomatopoeia,
Alolamola,
and more. And Cave will feature Pokemon like Regigranola,
Rock and Granola.
I cannot pronounce that. Galarian Stunfisk,
Dino.
He's silent. And more raids will feature Hitmontop,
Cranidos,
Dino, as well as Costume Galarian Ponyta and Costume Galarian Zigzagoon. Other Pokemon, including
Chimekle
and
Kricketot, Audino,
and a Costume Pikachu will be a wild all-day shiny Whismur,
Chimekle, Audino, and Timpole will be appearing. For ticketed players, there will be a special research, including an encounter with a mythical Pokemon, a shirt avatar, and an avatar post. There will be a suppose, not post, I know how to read. There will be a surprise if you take a snapshot after completing as well. In the special research, you will have a choice, either Pikachu Rockstar or Pikachu Popstar. Deciding that will determine the in-game music, both created by Junichi Masuda. You'll be also be able to make choices with Galarian Ponyta and Zigzagoon, and Gardevoir or Flygon in costumes. So the whole
Is Pikachu going to be Katy Perry and Post Malone?
No. If anything, it looks like the cool Pikachu and the pretty Pikachu from X and Y that you got as a gift. Cosplay Pikachu.
Oh.
So the whole theme for this weekend is music festival, and you're the director. And so that means the special mythical Pokemon is going to be Meloetta, the music Pokemon.
Not Jigglypuff with a marker?
No, shockingly, unfortunately not. A global challenge arena will also run to complete challenges. If players do so, then bonuses are unlocked for the rest of the hour. There are 4 collection challenges to complete. There will be certain Pokemon attracted to incense for ticketed players. Those include Unknown F and G for Go Fest. They'll be available in all habitats. For the jungle, you'll have Ludicolo, Chatot, Leafeon, and Superior. Chatot is a regional exclusive, so if you have your chance at getting one, grab it. Desert Mountain will have Flareon, Tyranitar, Flygon, and Throw. Throw is an exclusive variant. Ocean Beach will have Gyarados, Vaporeon, Azumarill, and Sock. Sock is also the other side of the world's exclusive, so grab it if you can. Cave will be Umbreon, Gardevoir, and Galvantula. Ticketed players will have an increased chances of getting shiny Pokemon, with rates on Saturday being better than on Sunday. Shiny Unknown F, Unknown G, Throw, and Sock will also be available to players. Want to talk about Day 2?
Yes. So Day 2 is focused on raids, with some old favorites reappearing. All Pokemon that spawn on Saturday will spawn on Sunday. Ticket holders will earn an extra 10,000 XP from a raid battle. Ticket holders will also receive 10 free raid passes from Pokestops. There will be timed research to earn up to 8 remote raid passes. There will be free bundle containing 3 remote raid passes both days. Lure modules will last 3 hours. 50% egg distance will be available during the event hours. Igglybuff, Chingling, Audino, and more will hatch from 7 kilometer eggs. There will be special event stickers for ticket holders. Ticket holders will receive a surprise encounter taking snapshots on both days. Tickets have gone down in price. Last year they were $15. This year they're $5. Will be the end of the select locations for GoFest.
Question mark. We don't
question
know.
Mark. Which we already kind of talked about.
Yeah.
Also, Sylveon. Actually, you know, I'll let you talk about this.
Yeah. So, Sylveon, as of May 25th, is now available in-game for Pokemon Go. There are two ways you can get this Pokemon. The first being, you can make Eevee your buddy and earn 70 hearts, which is a lot. And the second way, you can change your Eevee's name to Kira when you want to evolve your Eevee. This only works once. So make sure you have the correct Eevee that you want to evolve. Make sure you spell Kira correctly, K-I-R-A. And then you can get yourself a Sylveon. If your silhouette, where it says evolve, does not show a silhouette of Sylveon, you will not get a Sylveon. Make sure you see that silhouette. So, yeah. I got my Sylveon. I definitely chose a shiny one. I've been holding on to...
For this moment.
I have been holding on to an Eevee since 2019, specifically for this. And it finally happened, and I finally have my shiny Sylveon. And it's very pretty, and I love him. Yeah.
And you want to spell that one more time, just for the folks at home?
K-I-R-A. You know you can look it up.
Oh no, I'm gonna.
You can just type in Eevee. Yeah. In other Pokemon Go news, beginning June 1st, the Regis are returning to 5-star raids, and the weekly research box is changing from Galarian Ponyta. K-I-R-A. To Clamperl, which can either evolve into Gorbis or Huntail. If you're lucky, you might get a shiny Clamperl. So that is all of the Pokemon Go news. We have some new product news, and then guess what? We're done.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All news.
But we have a lot of new products that have just gotten announced, and after this like little lull that we've had, we're going to start ramping back up with Chilling Rain and Evolving Skies and all that wonderful stuff that's coming. So,
right.
First thing we're going to talk about is Ultra Pro. Or I can just die instead. They're going to be releasing special products for the 25th anniversary. The first is a 9-pocket side-loading binder for $24.99, which is due to release in October. It features the artwork similar to what we've seen for all of the 25th anniversary Pokemon logo stuff, so the Pikachu tail, and then the silver background with the Pokemon with all the starters on there, so that's pretty cool. It'll match. It's of the same configuration as the past Pro binders that Ultra Pro has put out. Ultra Pro's 9-pocket Pro binder for Pokemon features a vibrant full art cover and an elastic strap enclosure. Side-loading pockets and low-friction material help keep cards in place, safely stores up to 360 cards in archival, safe, acid-free, non-PVC pages.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, it is an officially licensed Pokemon trading card game accessory. Holds up to 360 standard size cards.
Fuck yeah.
Low friction material and side loading pockets help keep cards in place. The elastic strap helps keep things safe. Once again, archival, safe, acid free, non-PVC materials, which as a comic collector, you know how important that is, because even if you don't touch these cards, if you don't keep it in a material that's going to keep it safe, it'll just eventually eat away at it. So it's really right. Cool that they're specifying it is acid-free. Your cards are going to be safe for a long time.
Right, and I love that. Also, Deck Box. Ultra Pro will be releasing a new Deck Box to celebrate Pokemon's 25th anniversary. It will release on October 8th. The cost is estimated $29.99. Will feature a wooden finish. No further details are known at this time. I love that. I'm assuming it will have, like, a Pokeball or...
No, there's actually a picture. It looks like a wooden box, and it has the Pikachu silhouette on it.
Oh, that's still cool.
I don't think it's going to be made out of wood, which is unfortunate, but it'll probably be made out of, like, that faux leather that Ultra Pro has that'll be good, solid quality.
Either way, like, you know, the thing is, though, is, like, I want my deck protected, so when I whip it out, it looks nice.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Marty Premium Tournament Collection Box will also release on August 6th. I don't know why I said also. We'll just continue. It will retail for $39.99 or $501. It will come with 4 foil promo cards, 7 booster packs, a Marnie deck box, a Marnie coin, a set of 65 Marnie card sleeves, 2 condition markers, and 6 damage counter dice, which I hope comes with like that nice black and pink.
Right. I'm hoping so too. I bet it will.
This is honestly the perfect gift box for Doc. Like, straight up.
It is.
It also
looks like a package of cookies. Like, no, those, really? Like Milano cookies, yeah.
Can you pull up a picture real quick? I'll pull it up. The packaging looks like a pack. Oh, you just said that. There is a Japanese version of the collection, but features Hop and Betty. Beady. Also, a new trainer's toolkit is coming to stores that I will get and Sam will not get. It will retail for $29.99. The configuration is the same as the first trainer's toolkit, but this one will come with 2 copies of Crobat V. The Crobat V will presumably be the alternate art promo from Japan's Italian on Gengar VMAX deck. Oh my gosh, that's so
it's super cute. And this trainer's toolkit will be blue instead of red.
That's adorable.
Right? Told you it looks like cookies.
I think I might actually end up getting that for Doc.
Yeah, and underneath it shows like some of the promos. So one of the promos is like Marnie like forcing herself into a smile with Morpeko there, and it's signed by Marnie.
I was gonna say that's super cool that they have trainer cards with like signatures on the front. They should do that more often. I love that idea.
And it's similar to the league cards, and then you have the full art where she's like in her competitor's uniform, the one that I was bitching got pulled from Shining Fates. But here it is. And then underneath you can see Hop and Bead. Hop is like studying, reading some books, and Bead is checking out his new fairy type uniform.
You know what would be cool is for the full art trainer cards, if they actually did like the trainer cards that you'd get in the game.
I know.
The signatures on it.
I kind of want that. So
or like,
bad.
Or even like, you know, like how they have like those toss away like promo things that they stick in there just cause. Like, it'd be cool if they did that with those.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like a fun collector's thing of like, it doesn't have any value, but it's just awesome.
The league cards are cool. I think out of Sword and Shield, that is one of my favorite things about it, are those stupid little league cards that you get.
Right.
And so I'm so glad because they're showing it like it's a league card and having the card signed and all that.
I love that. They should do that more often.
Yeah.
Honestly, straight up. Good for you, Pokemon. Continuing to impress us. This is why we love you. Anyways, turn your card collection into a playable, fun, and winning Pokemon trading card game decks. Inside this box, you'll find a plethora of trainer cards and energy cards, plus a deck builder's guide to putting them all together to create a deck that showcases your best Pokemon. You'll find everything you need to help you make choices every deck builder faces. We've covered an episode on this as well, so you know, if you also need a little more help, maybe you can go back a few episodes and check it out. You know, and how much is too much energy steer course of the complete new decks, original combos, and you know, the fun head-to-head competition with the Pokemon TCG Trainer's Toolkit. I hope this has more tips than the last one, and it's not just like a carbon copy of the last one with maybe some different variants of the cards. I hope this adds more information.
Well, I will tell you what's inside this toolkit, and we'll go from there. So, this toolkit will include more than 50 useful cards to power up your decks.
I counted useful.
Right? To power up your decks, including dozens of trainer cards and 2 copies of Crobat V. more than 100 energy cards, including special energy. We don't know what those special energy are, but they're in there. Four Pokemon TCG booster packs to help expand your collection, which I'm assuming will probably get Battle Styles, Chilling Rain, Sword and Shield base, and maybe like Rebel Clash or something. 65 card sleeves to help protect your deck. And they had some gorgeous card sleeves last time, so I'm excited to see what these ones
and
have.
And remember, kids, always protect your deck.
Always. A deck builder's guide, a complete Pokemon TCG rule book, a set of 7 tournament legal dice, 2 condition markers, and a code card for the Pokemon TCG online.
I'm excited for this, only because of collector me, but also part of me is also kind of just like, to this day, I still feel like the Battle Academy is the best way to learn how to play the TCG. The Trainer's Toolkit, I think, could be like the next good step to learn how to build a deck.
I agree. And the fact that they're putting emphasis on 50 useful cards to sort of throw into your decks that you already have started. It's not like, here's a deck.
Play it.
So it's like, they're saying, we know what works. We've seen what's worked in the past. Here are these cards that will help you build.
Right.
So I'm excited to probably not get my hands on one, but it'll be good. I know for sure last one I really wanted just for the Dedenne card. Crobat's very playable, and the fact that they're going to have another alternate art of it, I'm definitely okay with. So, and Crobat is in my deck that I actually use currently, so it's more useful to me than the Dedenne was.
Right. The Dedenne was just a chase.
The Dedenne was cute as shit, though. Alright.
Anyways, 2 new Pokemon V boxes featuring Ice Rider Calyrex V or Shadow Rider Calyrex V will release on August 6th as well. As usual, each box will come with its featured promo card, a jumbo version of the same card, 4 booster packs, and a Pokemon TCGO code card. Also, talking about Battle Stadium, we had Battle Academy. Battle Stadium box releasing in August. The next English Sword and Shield set will see the release of
a new Battle Stadium box. It will retail for around $60 and release on August 27th with the rest of the set's products. No other details are currently known. However,
I wonder if this is kind of like a really beefy steroid version of the Battle Academy, because $20, you got a ton of stuff to learn.
$20, you got a board, you got a jumbo-sized coin, you got 3 playable decks.
Right, which I feel like that's honestly was worth more like $30 or $40.
Yeah, and it won Game of the Year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if this is $60 and it's the same thing, I can't fucking imagine
what's going to be in there.
It's going to be a goddamn fucking treasure chest.
Right. However, in October 2004, Pokemon USA actually released an EX Battle Stadium box that was basically a 2-player themed deck kit. It featured Blaziken and it featured Gardevoir. However, the new product may be completely unrelated. We don't know, we don't have images, we just know it's coming. The old product retailed for $21.99, which is about what Battle Academy retailed for. I believe Battle Academy was $19.99.
Right.
Which is a third of the price of the new item. From what it sounds like, the old product was really similar to Battle Academy.
Right. So here's the thing, too, is like Pokemon's always been really fair with their pricing.
I would
extremely
agree with
fair. Like, here's the thing. Like I said, Battle Academy definitely, I feel personally, is worth more than $20, but I understand why they made it that much is because they want more people to play and get introduced into the TCG, so they probably took a little bit of a hit for it, which is totally understandable because it's like, I really appreciate that as a fan, and it's a fantastic product.
Yeah.
So, with that assumption and this information, this $60, you're going to get, you're paying $60, but you're going to get a value probably of maybe 100.
I'd say 70 to 80.
Right. But you're going to have a value of it more than the 60 you're paying, and you're really going to appreciate this product.
At least we're hoping so.
If things play out as we generally have seen it play out. Either way, I'm excited to see what this product is.
We'll
probably know in the next couple of weeks as things get leaked.
Right. And if anything, this might be a product that actually ends up staying on the shelves, because when we were having card shortages and we couldn't find cards, I was always able to find like one or two copies of Battle Academy in the toy aisle.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping this will be something that will maybe stay on the shelves that scalpers won't be super interested in, and fans can actually get their hands on, and people who want to learn how to play can get their hands on.
Yeah. I love it when Pokemon Company creates products like this. It's one of super fun to collect. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, V-Strikers, Tins, Empoleon, and Tyranitar, June 18th will be out. Inteleon V-Max League Battle Decks will be released May 21st.
They released already.
And so they're already out.
Yeah, I actually played against one today.
Really?
Yeah. Impressive little deck. Not gonna lie. I played against one on the online game, and I struggled. I didn't play with my normal deck. I'm trying to complete their little challenges. But I struggled. There's a lot of holes in it, but it's definitely at a higher level than their theme decks. And there were some points where I thought that this girl was going to win.
Oh, dang.
So, pretty cool. Decent little product, it sounds like.
Right. So, for miscellaneous news, Britney sucks balls. And that's all we have for miscellaneous news. New additions. Sam, were you able to get cards?
I actually had the opportunity to get cards today. Board Fox had some ETBs of both red and blue versions, single and rapid strike of battle styles, but I decided to pass on them because I got some D&D stuff instead. And I've already gotten both ETBs before, so I decided to take a pass this weekend.
You made a good conscious decision to like share the wealth.
Yeah, I'm definitely okay with letting those go to someone else right now.
A nice rule I like to say is like, I am a capitalist, so you know, you definitely have the freedom to do open market, do whatever you want. But I also kind of live by the rule, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Right. Just because you have the opportunity to buy it and sell and do all this stuff doesn't mean you should. So, you know, You could be a capitalist and also not be an asshole. New additions. All I know is I got a Charmander and a Mew coin. I got the Eldegoss Shining Fates box and the Cremorant V Shining Fates box. And a bunch of booster packs that I need to fucking open. I will get to it, I promise. And hopefully we'll have plenty of posts to post, because we haven't been able to post a ton on our Instagram because we haven't had cards. So, I'm sorry, it's legitimately pretty much 90% my fault, because I have
all the cards.
I have all the cards. So, yes.
But,
Yeah. So, there's all our news this week. Pretty much makes our episode. For those who subscribe to us on Spotify, I apologize for last week. For some reason, the RSS feed didn't upload it to that thing. So I refreshed our RSS feed. So if you were like in the middle of listening to the episode and it like kicked you out, I apologize. I just reset it just to kind of
fix it
somehow. I don't know what I did wrong, if I did anything wrong. I don't know. Season 3 has been kind of wacky.
Season 3 has been weird. But we're jumping on it. We're getting back into our routine. I think it was just a matter of getting back into that routine. That's
right.
We have been struggling.
I've just realized, I'll tell you after the podcast, of something we've been forgetting to do. But it's too late now.
I think I know what it is.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for paying attention and listening to us and being with us. It's been a struggle. We want to bring you more Pokemon TCG news.
We're getting there.
You know, hopefully we can figure out some creative ways to keep everyone engaged. It's hard when there's not a lot of Pokemon cards out there. But if I buy these cards for $501, I can bet your ass we are going to do a fucking good ass week giveaway. So hopefully Katie's not a bitch and just...
LOL, no.
LOL, no. It does it. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. As usual, Brittany's not here. Rude. But you could find her. Well, not as usual, she's not here. But, you know, Brittany's not here. But as usual, you could find her on Instagram and TikTok as Spooky Vaporeon. That's spooky with an I. Also on OnlyFans selling Raptor's feet and Jackson's feet. You could also, you know, pay a little bit extra and also watch her paint his toenails and clip them. As well as you can find me on TikTok and Instagram sometimes as tattoo.raichu.
You can find me at some points on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Jake.
I'm Sam.
Mash Mantha.
Sam.
Have a good night. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.